ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
When the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, seemingly disappeared from public life and royal duties to recover from abdominal surgery, social media went into a meltdown to discover her location. Even after the palace confirmed she was battling cancer, social media curiosity remained intense. But some of it was fake. Now, researchers at the Security, Crime and Intelligence Innovation Institute at Cardiff University believe the social media trail of evidence links much of the disinformation surrounding Kate Middleton's health to a Russian-based group, and that the group amplified the frenzy. Professor Martin Innes is the Security, Crime and Intelligence Innovation Institute Director at Cardiff University, who led this research and joins us now. Professor Innes, thanks for joining us.
Hello, very nice to be with you.
Just explain your research and what you looked at.
So we have a long-term program of research looking at disinformation and information manipulation online. And what we did in this particular case was we were monitoring the traffic around the story about the Princess of Wales, and we noticed some unusual spikes in the traffic. And when we started to investigate these spikes and look into them in more detail, we saw some unusual patterns of activity and behaviour by a number of accounts that we recognised from having looked at a particular Russian disinformation group before.
And the group identified by the research has a track record focusing on eroding support for Ukraine. How did they push their agenda on this issue about the royal family?
Yeah, so the group in question has been around for several years now, and it's quite well known in the open source research community. What they were doing in this particular example was they were taking advantage of the massive amount of interest that there was in the story. And what they would do is, rather than posting original content themselves, they would find popular posts and then they would reply to those posts, inserting their own content into the comments and the replies that they're posting. And typically the content would either be denigrating Ukraine and celebrating Russia's achievements in the war, or talking up the integrity of the Russian elections that had just happened. The reason they do this and why they're kind of commenting and replying is it makes it a lot harder for the social media platforms to intercept and stop their messaging this way.
And what does the disinformation group hope to achieve when it comes to something? You know, you can understand the motivation very clearly when it comes to Ukraine, for instance, given that is a situation unfolding that they have a view on. But why this? Like, and how effective is their disinformation?
So I think what you've picked up on there is they obviously have an ideological agenda. But what's interesting about this group is they're not part of the state security services, which are some of the actors we've been seeing behind other disinformation campaigns. These are commercial organisations contracted by the Kremlin to deliver social media messaging for them, a bit like sort of a dark PR firm, really, I think you could describe it. So not only do they have sort of an agenda in terms of the messages that they want to put out, they also have a commercial agenda. So they want to get paid. They, just like any other commercial contract, have performance indicators in terms of the number of messages that they have to put out, the number of views and the amount of attention that they get in terms of their messaging. So by sort of jumping on popular stories and hijacking those, not only do they kind of manage to kind of push the narratives that they want, they're also interested in fulfilling their contract, and it's an ideal and quite an easy way for them to hit their performance targets.
And did they hit their performance targets on this issue?
I should imagine they did very well out of this particular issue. I mean, it has been, the amount of attention on the story about the Princess of Wales has been enormous. And so just by inserting your messages and jumping on particular hashtags like that, you can, particularly when you're persistent and you keep going with it, you can get a lot of eyeballs and a lot of attention to some of the messaging that you want to put across. Now, it's not going to work for everybody. It's not going to have an impact on everybody. But the numbers of views that we're talking about are so large that even if you get a small proportion of them, you know, you can count that as a bit of a success.
Are there examples of other disinformation groups in other parts of the world pushing their agendas into the mainstream social media feeds?
Yeah, I mean, this is happening globally at the moment, and it, you know, even if we talk about the Kate Middleton Princess of Wales story, for example, the Russians weren't the only ones in there. We identified sort of commercial influencer, dark PR firms operating out of Pakistan and Indonesia and lots of different countries were all sort of involved in this pile-on, really. And this is quite a regular occurrence now. Pretty much every hot political celebrity story tends to attract this kind of attention. It's almost like they function as magnets for people who want to grow the number of followers and get attention for the messages they want to put across.
Really interesting. Professor Innes, thank you.
Thank you.
Professor Martin Innes is the Security Crime and Intelligence Innovation Institute Director at Cardiff University that did this research into the way that the Kate Middleton, where is she essentially, social media frenzy was influenced by this disinformation organised campaign. You're listening to RN Breakfast.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.